We're holding in Simon Simon Klal Hey in Hilchos Rechilus Sif Katan Hey on page Reish Yud Dalet. And the Chavetz Chaim says, "Umizet Tira Kamen Noyalu Harbe Bnei Yoda." And from here you see how silly many people are. Shetivam Tomid Lidrish Mechavreim Ma Diber Ploni Yodaisam. That they're in the habit of asking people, what did this guy say about me? And even if it's not relevant for the future. And when the person says, come on, don't bother, I don't want to tell you. So they nudge him. Until finally they say what Beryl said. And it's something that's negative. So the first sin is that they're pushing him to say, to do an Iser V'chilus, to snitch on somebody. The second problem is that they believe it. They become enemies. If we will try to count the amount of destructions here, if we will try to enumerate all the averes that a person who has this nature, how much he does, kitzara hayuria mehachilam, the paper will be too short to be able to contain all the averes. And look at the psicha, and you'll see that almost all those isurim that he showed there, all those lavan and asay, all apply. Because the iser of believing lashon hara is even if the guy told him without you asking him. And if it's something that's relevant for the future, then you're not allowed to believe it. You just could be chayshish. And if he just said, you're a cheap guy, so asur afil hashmi levatz, you're not allowed to listen to what a person says about you. And then to go and nudge the guy. So he's convincing the guy to do such a serious aveira. And the one who believes it, listens to it, he's receiving rechilas, the asur. He's sinning himself, and he's causing his friend to sin also. A person has to distance himself very much from asking this question. Unless it's clear to him that this is that the information is something that would be relevant for the future, how to protect himself. V'dad Chavetz Chaim says in Sivvot, Yesh oid chelek b'yisa kabolos rechilus k'mo shavayr. There's another aspect. Shafilim in this bar lo yishu emes ma shesipro lo yishecha dibur olam. Now, even if let's say it's true, you know, you happen though it really is true that this guy Beryl did say something or do something against you. So he says, but you could be melamed zchus on Beryl. Shlohoitz a kavanosa like nita b'zeh. He didn't mean to get you angry. That if let's say you interpret it differently, it won't be an avla. The mitzvah in the Torah law denoise l'kafskus, and we know that that's one of the chiyuvim, a mitzvah saseh in the Torah of b'tzedek tishmer amisecha. For whom are you deishalei rotzal law denoise l'kafskus? But because you're negative, and you don't want to be done l'kafskus, memela nishtar ve'volavinyan zel avla. So therefore, you consider it as an avla what this person does. Mashi dibra olavos amaisa negde. V'nokadli believe olavavu zeh. And because of that, you have a grudge against this person. Now, even if the facts are true, but lemaisa, if you could have been, you could be danim lekavslus and you dat, so then you're being mekabel ruchilus, right? Look, come on. V'im kvar ova v'kibel ruchilus. And if a person told me what Beryl said about me, and I believed it, tikuno, how can I undo this aveira? She is chazek lehoitzi hadava miliba shloi lamim. That if it, I should convince myself and tell myself, you have no right to believe. A guy doesn't have Averus telling you to feel this. What right do you have to believe it? And what happens if it's very hard? I can't believe the guy's going to make up a story just like that out of the blue and tell me that Beryl said that. I just can't get myself to think like that. Yachshav, he still has to try to be Misak in the Avera. Ulai hoisif hamasaba oigora hamasaper oigora is a prop me amaisa. Maybe the guy like colored it a little bit. He left out a detail. He added a detail. Or maybe some of the words he left out. Or maybe he said it with a different nigan. And because of the change, that's why. And the second part of the tshuva is to be mekabel. And he should, so to say, confess, acknowledge the sin. And in that he can do, that's the way to do tshuva. If he didn't tell others, because if you tell others, now you have to go to them, to all those people, and persuade them that it wasn't really negative what the guy said about me. So that's regarding the Issa of believing Lashon Hara, of Rechilas. So we begin Klalavav. In Klalavav he says, Asur lekabel Rechilas afila mesaper siper sadova bepirsum with nekama nosha. Even if the guy says, Beryl said this about you, and he says it in front of a whole bunch of people. So the guy's not going to lie to him in front of everybody. You're not allowed to say, well, it's true. If it is true, then I'm allowed to believe it. Nevertheless, you have to, all you can do is see, is this going to be relevant information for future? Kashem should be Arun Leel Bechelik Aleph, Bechal Zion, Deloshan Horus, Lakab Ben Adin, Afilim Sip Orla Befonov. Just like we learned that Loshan Horus, somebody would say in front of Ruvain, and he tells somebody else, Ruvain, I can't believe how you did that Aveira. And Ruvain doesn't say anything. Ooh, Ruvain didn't say anything. It looks like Ruvain admits that it's true. So if he admits it's true, then I can believe that it's true. So he says, just like that's not the halacha there, so too by Rechilos. Even if, you know, Reuven would come here and say, in front of Beryl, how did you say this about Yankala? In front of Yankala, say, how did you say that? And Beryl doesn't say anything. So Lachar, he's admitting that he did say it. So he says, the Haina Shoma Levifonov, Ata di Bartel of Kachakach, you said this. Ma'afilim Shei Sigata B'Shosh Shasip Orlov Rechilos Pofonov. And even if the guy is quiet, Gam Kein Osel Kabel, you're not allowed to believe it. And you can't say that that's the true roots of proof. Even if he's the kind of guy who would jump up and say, you know, what? Well, how can you say that about me? I never said that. That's the kind of guy he is. And now he's quiet. The Chavetz Chaim brought raya from the Gemara to this. And that's all talking about a case where the person who's saying the Rechilos is not being over the love of Rechilos. Because he's saying, in other words, if that guy has a right to tell me what Beryl is planning to do, so that guy's not over enough, even if he tells me that Beryl is planning to hurt me in the future. So the question is, am I allowed to believe now? He's not saying any Rechilos, so can I believe it? And this guy's not saying anything, so it looks like it's true. Still, you're not allowed to believe it. You can only be chayshish.
You can protect yourself, can't you?
Correct. The koshkein, and it's not relevant to the future. Even if it's true. This person who's telling you this Lashon Hara or Rechilos is a Rosh Gomor, because he's over Loseich Rochil, Losis Hashem Hashav, Ushar Lovin, Bim Kain, Bibne Rosh Zen, Noitzi Leidich, Mecheskis Kashmutzo. Are we going to now accept this Rosh, what he says, and say this person who we assumed was a good person was did something wrong? Veloimar Shav, Alisa Lashon Hara, Kietzbezet? Bevadai, Hechoshar Alav, the Rechilos Lashon Hara? A guy who speaks Rechilos and Lashon Hara, Chashid Gamkin L'Shaker, he'll lie too. Well, L'Hoisit Varim, and to add things, L'Hachlif, and to switch things around, Misef L'Chilosei. And therefore, you can't, you believe it, even in a case where it wouldn't be an Issa Rechilos, surely if it's an Issa Rechilos. George.